I want you to ask yourself 12 questions. If you're feeling stressed, down, or just hating life. So here we go.
You're listening to the Grizz Podcast. It's gonna be raw, it's gonna be real, and it's gonna be relevant. We're here to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God is calling you to live. It's time for you to step up and man up. That's what God expects, and that's what this jacked up world desperately needs. Now here's our host, itinerant speaker, Jason George.
Get him, Jay.
Yo, what's up, all my brothers from other mothers around the world? Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and listen to the Grizz Podcast. Today is Friday, January the 15th, 2021. It's about 7:15 p.m., Friday evening, and I'm coming at you from the Grizz Cave, which is my home office in Huntingtown, Maryland. I have not been having a good week with my health issues. Definitely would appreciate your prayers. I need that. It's been difficult. I'm getting through, though. You know, I'm making it. I get some moments of respite and feel good for a while, but then it kind of sneaks right back up on me. Anyway, today there was a point in my day where my dog and I, Remy, which is short for Remington, we were in the truck together, and I was waiting to meet my wife at the bank because we needed to sign some papers with a notary. And I was waiting for her to tell me when to come to the bank because we were kind of on hold with the person that was supposed to meet us and all this stuff. So I was kind of in limbo, had this portion of my afternoon where I was like, I can't go do anything until I get this phone call. And so I had my dog with me. So we went over to this local elementary school. And there was a big field, you know, with the baseball field, softball field, soccer field, playground. And right beside it was a cut cornfield. A lot of farms here in Calvert County, Maryland. It was just a really peaceful, like, place. And so I was like, this is a good place to get out with the dog. Let him just run free, be a dog, no leash, anything like that. So I needed it too. I wanted to get out in the sunlight. Even though it was chilly today, I just wanted to get the sunlight, you know, on my face. I wanted to feel that. And I've been taking more time to do that in 2021. Just get outside, feel the sunlight, and breathe, relax, pray, meditate, worship. And so as I'm doing that, I came back to the truck and I was just thinking about you guys and some things that'll really help you. So I started writing some things down in my journal. And the way it worked out is that I just came up with a series of 12 questions. 12 questions to ask yourself if you're stressed, if you're down, if you're hating life. And it's just basic stuff, but I think it's good for all of us to go through these 12 questions periodically and see where we're at with this, because it can really help us see some things that if we implement certain things, it can really help us not be so stressed, not be so down, not hate life the way that we might be hating life. And God doesn't want us to hate life, but I'm always realistic with you guys here on the Grizz Podcast. We all go through times where you do hate life for a season. I've been in a season like that. It doesn't mean that I hate life every single day. It doesn't mean every single moment I hate life and want to die and go to heaven, but I definitely have been through some days like that where I have just felt like, man, I just want to die and go to heaven. That's how bad life hurts right now with the trial, the affliction, the pain, the suffering that I've been going through. And so here's what I got. Let me grab a sip here. It's not coffee tonight. It's actually some really hot water. And I threw in some Theraflu, and I also threw in an immune-boosting tablet that's got some electrolytes and some other stuff. So I'm going to grab a sip of that real quick. But I will put a plug for Rove Coffee, which is still the official coffee of the Grizz Podcast. It's my favorite coffee, and I had some earlier. My son made some in the French press. He made, I believe it was, Guatemala. It was the medium roast. I can't remember if the Colombia or the Guatemala is the medium roast. I think it was the Guatemala. I think the Colombian is the dark roast. He made it in the French press. My son makes really good coffee. I've mentioned that before on the Grizz Podcast. So he ground up the beans and everything and then made French press, and he brought me a cup, and it was so good. I really want to encourage you guys to order a bag of Rove Coffee. Check it out for yourself. The two owners are friends of mine. They're both members of the Grizz Tribe, solid Christian dudes, small business in the Missouri Ozarks, and they're doing it well. They're doing it right. And I don't get any kind of financial compensation for putting a plug for them. But go to rovecoffee.com, R-O-V-E, coffee.com. Buy a bag or two bags. Try it out. I'm telling you, it's really good stuff. And when you do, if you use the promo code GRIZZIN, G-R-I-Z-Z-I-N, they're going to give you 20% off your first order. So anyway. All right, 12 questions to ask yourself if you're stressed, if you're down, or you're hating life. And I think I probably wrote this more for myself than I did you guys, but hopefully you'll benefit from it as well. Number one, have you talked to a good friend, a counselor, a pastor, or a coach about what you're going through? Have you talked to a good friend, a counselor, a pastor, a coach about what you're going through? Or are you just bottling it up, acting like you're good, you can deal with it, you know, you're the Lone Ranger? Because that's not good. If you're going through something and it just keeps weighing on you, whether it is something in business or with your marriage or with one of your kids or with your ministry or maybe in your heart, your character, or even if it's a major health issue, like with me, with my Lyme disease battle, and also battling a pretty severe parasitic infection, I can't just bottle that up and handle it on my own. It messes with me mentally, psychologically, and I've got to regularly talk with a friend. And fortunately for me, some of my good friends are pastors. Some are, you know, like life coaches, and it really helps. But one of my good friends that I talk to every week, he's just a good friend. He's a good listener, and he understands a lot of things I go through. I've known him since high school. And I was feeling pretty stressed this week. My anxiety levels were pretty high. Last week, I was close to having just a full-blown panic attack at one point. My stress levels were so high, I could feel it. But it didn't go full-blown because I knew what it was. I was able to deal with it, to manage it. And one of the ways I managed it was later in the day, calling, talking to my friend about it. The next day, I called and I talked to a pastor friend about it. Just got it out, told him some things that were stressing me, that were working me up. So have you talked to a good friend, a counselor, a pastor, or a coach about whatever you're going through? Question number two to ask yourself. If you're feeling stressed, down, or just hating life, have you gone outside for at least 30 minutes to feel the sunshine, to see the blue sky, to listen to the birds or the waves if you live by the ocean, to smell the pine trees or maybe the salt water? Time to just meditate, to clear your head, to pray, to worship, to give thanks for whatever is going right. Because even if today is not a good day, there's still good in every day. So for me, today's not a good day. I wrote in my journal in really big letters, hard day, exclamation point. But there were some good moments today that I'm still thankful for. That when I was out in that big field with my chocolate lab, Remy, running all around, like that was a good moment. The sun was shining. The sky was blue. I could hear the birds. Canadian geese were flying overhead. It's that time of year, man. They're migrating. I love that. Brings back a lot of good memories from high school. Going over to the Eastern Shore of Maryland, duck and goose hunting with my older brothers and some of their friends. And it was a good moment. I could smell the pine trees nearby. Number three question. Have you read or listened to some form of truth that guides, encourages, and equips you to be a better man? Have you read or listened to some form of truth that guides, encourages, and equips you to be a better man? These questions, these things I'm asking you, these are things that you need to be doing, I believe, a couple times a week. Have you talked to a good friend or a counselor, a pastor, or a coach about what you're going through? Have you gone outside for at least 30 minutes to feel the sunshine, see the blue sky, listen to the birds or the waves, smell the pine trees or the salt water, to meditate, to pray, to worship? Have you read or listened to some form of truth that guides, encourages, and equips you to be a better man? Those are the first three questions, and all of these things are things that I'm saying you should be doing like a couple times a week. I should be doing a couple times a week. If you're too busy for this, you're too busy, so you're going to feel stressed, you're going to feel down, and you're eventually going to hate life. Number four question. Have you smiled and laughed this week? If the answer is no, man, you need to. Find something that makes you smile and laugh. Man, the other night, I was hurting bad. I was laying in bed. I was like, man, I don't feel good. I was on my phone trying to figure things out, you know, Dr. Google. And I just stopped. And I started playing with my dog, Remy. And I'm talking about him a lot. But he was laying in bed with me. I do this stupid thing called the viper where I make my hand look like a viper or a snake. And I start hissing like and I like bite him in the mouth and bite him on his body. And he thinks the viper's real. He forgets about me and like he attacks the viper. He starts looking at him funny with his head tilted. And he starts making these dog noises like. And, you know, he bites with it. And I didn't crack up laughing, but it made me smile, made me chuckle a little bit. That was good for me in that moment. There was a video that I watched last night of this black dude. Oh, man, he was cracking me up. He was going off about some stuff that just some of the political stuff in America and how stupid some things are. And I won't get into all of it, but he had me dying. I'm thinking about playing it on the podcast for an episode, but I know some people will freak out about it. But when have I really cared about that? So have you smiled? Have you laughed this week? Good comedians that I watch sometimes again and again is Jim Gaffigan. That guy, Sebastian Maniscalco or Kello or whatever, he makes me laugh. Find something to make you smile, make you laugh. Number five, have you moved? Have you moved your body? Have you stretched? Have you exercised a couple times this week? Doesn't have to be anything intense. I mean, don't do anything that if it's really going to stress you more, like stress you out. I'm not talking about that kind of exercise. I'm not talking about, did you go do a tough mudder this week? I'm talking about a walk, a hike, maybe a bike ride, maybe go rowing, kayaking, weightlifting, jump rope, maybe hit the punching bag. I got a friend that he goes swimming down at the local pool because he's got some back issues and he can't do a lot of weightlifting. He can't go running because of his back injuries. But, man, swimming. He swims like crazy. Doesn't hurt his back at all. And he gets a great workout from it and stays in shape from it. Are you moving? Are you stretching? Are you exercising consistently? You need to be. You should not be a lazy, out of shape Christian man. And if you are, just work on that. Jeez, I was that for years, so I'm not judging or knocking or making fun of anybody. But work on that. Just look progress, man. If all you do this year is you're like, man, I lost 15 or 20 pounds, that's progress. It's better than gaining 15 or 20 more pounds. I was about 240 pounds. Now I'm at 190 pounds. I didn't do that in 1 year. It was just, you know, progressive. But I'm telling you, there's something about also just the whole moving, exercising, stretching, what it even does for us, like mentally, psychologically. Number six, are you drinking plenty of water? I keep a gallon jug with me. I bring it with me in my truck when I travel. I got water right here on my desk. I'm hardly... I don't want to say never, but I hardly ever am anywhere where I don't have water. I'm consuming water constantly. I have learned with my health battles how crucial water is to us for our survival, for our health, for optimal living. It's so good for your cells. Your cells need water. Your immune system needs plenty of water. Your brain needs water. I think 70% of your body is water. Number seven, are you eating clean, organic, healthy foods on a routine basis? I'm not saying all the time, but is it becoming a habit on a routine basis? You're moving your diet to eating clean, organic, healthy foods. You know, you could find for 2021 a good meal plan to go on. Maybe some of these prep kits that can help you out. Stop eating fast food. Stop consuming all the white processed sugar. Have very little white processed sugar, guys. It is so toxic. It's dangerous, man. Number eight. My dog is snoring in the background, so you'll hear him. Hang on a sec. Grab a sip of my TheraFlu. Check your phone. Here's the question. What was your screen time last week? What was the amount of time that you spent on screen? I guarantee it's too much. The amount of time that we are staring at our phones, our tablets, our computers, and TVs, it's not good for us. I'm trying my best to only, in 2021, get on social media for about 40 minutes a day. And I do that just to really connect with people. That's it. And to stop checking social media as much as I have checked it over the last year. And one of the reasons I have checked it is because of all the alerts I get. You know, when people like your post or like your pics or they retweet you or whatever, or make comments, whether it's on Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, MeWe, TikTok, Parler, even the news app, I had all the alerts on. And so I went into each of those apps and hit the notification button, and I turned off all the alerts. I don't want to be alerted every 5 minutes that someone liked whatever I put on Facebook or someone retweeted or somebody posted a new TikTok or there's a new YouTube video or Ben Shapiro just wrote a new article or whoever or some congressperson said whatever they said. I'm sick of what all of them are saying. I just turned it off. And there needs to be a point in my day where I check the news. I need to be informed, but I don't want to obsess with the news. I can't listen to every political podcast that's going on. I'm convinced it's not good for us. Number 9, what have you done for fun or pleasure this week? What have you done for fun or pleasure this week? Of course, I'm not talking about sinful stuff. I'm talking about the good pleasures. It's okay to have good fun, good pleasures. Some of them that I wrote down, I don't know what works for you guys. You got to find what works for you. But it could be as simple as, man, you took a nap. You got out in a hammock. You had a little fire time. I love having fire time. I got like a above ground fire chimney on my deck. For me, it's playing a game of chess. For me, it's listening to music. I collect with my son vinyl records, putting on a vinyl down in my basement, getting on my back and just listening, man, to some old tunes that take me back. Thinking about the good memories, you know, the glory days. For some of you, it could be drawing, painting, could be woodwork, could be a craft. I know a guy, a friend of mine, he's in Colorado. He's a manly dude too, man. Like, I guess what I mean, I got to be careful how I use that word manly. He's a real outdoorsy guy. He's tough, outdoorsy, hunts elk. You know what I mean? That Colorado, but the dude knits. And I said, Dennis, you knit? He was like, heck yeah, man. It's one of the most relaxing things I do. It is total stress reduction, brings me pleasure. My wife is sitting there beside me. She's watching something on TV. While she's watching it, I'm knitting something. I said, what the heck are you knitting? He's like, could be a blanket, could be a new stocking hat. I was like, you got to be kidding, man. You do like the crochet thing? He's like, I do. And he's kind of looking at me like, you want to make fun of that? Because I think he ripped me a new one. And I'm like, hey, man, to each their own. But that's a good pleasure for him. It could be going to a massage, a sauna. I love infrared saunas, that dry heat. That's a good pleasure. The gun range could be a good pleasure if that's your thing. I went to the gun range last week, went through about 100 rounds with my handgun, was practicing on some quick draw, double tap, and it was good. It was enjoyable. It was a stress reliever, but at the same time, I couldn't stay too long because it does stress my system. I'm learning that with the, even though I have ear protection on, the loud bangs, that environment with my health issues and what it does with my nervous system, I can't stay too long with my headaches and things like that. So for some of you, it's golf. For some of you, it's frisbee golf. If that's your thing, man, when's the last time you've been out there? I also want to mention sex with your wife. Sex with your wife. Good pleasure. I also thought about you guys that used to ball, man. Get out there and do some balling. It's wintertime. If you ski, you snowboard. Man, take a day off. Go do that. What have you done for fun, for pleasure this past week? You got to have fun. You got to have pleasure in your life as a man. Number 10, are you keeping a clear conscience? Now, this is a big one, man. Maybe this one should have been number one. Are you keeping a clear conscience? Which means you got to come clean about sin in your life. Man, if there's something from this past week that you've done, said, thought, looked at, whatever, that you need to get out, you need to do a James 5:16 and confess it, not just to God, but to a strong Christian brother or a pastor or a counselor or coach, do it. Get it out. Come clean. No secrets, guys. Talk to someone. Get help. I talked on the last episode about the importance of confession and connection and separation and prevention. Are you keeping a clear conscience? Because if you're not, if there's any kind of double life, duplicity, a divided man, if that is going on, then, dude, you're going to feel stressed. You're going to feel down. You're going to hate life. You're going to hate yourself. If you're a real Christian, you will. If you're not a real Christian, then probably not going to bother you. But I know that if the Spirit of God really lives in you, if you don't have a clear conscience, dude, it eats you up. You got to deal with that. Number 11, are you holding on to grudges? Are you holding on to grudges? Is there some unforgiveness in you or some bitterness or even hate towards somebody? It could be envy, some kind of envy eating you alive, man. Dude, I've been there. You got to deal with it. You got to get that out. You got to let it go. And then the last one. Is there a trauma in your life that you've not dealt with? Is there something that you're bottling up or you're ignoring or you're denying or you're minimizing or you're medicating? Some kind of trauma you've not dealt with in your life. Maybe somebody's tried to convince you that, you know, real men, we just move on, okay? I'm all for moving on and letting the past stay in the past and moving on to, you know, the present and the future. I'm all about that, dude. But when there's serious trauma in the past, you've got to address it. You need to get it out and talk it out so that it can heal. That wound can heal. If you've been sexually abused in any way and you've never told anyone, like a counselor or a therapist or a coach, a pastor, a youth pastor, someone like that, you need to. I can remember the year after I graduated high school, I was working at a Christian camp, and my youth pastor from high school became the director of that Christian camp. And I was doing everything from working the dish room, working the grounds crew. I was a lifeguard, and I was about to become a counselor to some kids because they lost a counselor, so he wanted me to step in that role. I was young, man. I was 18. I was on fire for God, but I had some stuff in my past that I never addressed. I didn't care to address. I didn't think I needed to address. And my youth pastor, the director of the camp, was the first one to look me in the eye and say, who did it to you? And I said, well, you know, what are you talking about? Having a little bit of a goodwill hunting moment with my youth pastor. He said, did somebody mess with you when you were younger? I said, what do you mean? I said, you know, my stepmom mistreated me, didn't treat me right. She goes, have you ever been sexually messed with, Jason? Did anybody do that to you? And I got angry. And he just looked at me and had those eyes like, man, I love you, Jason. I care about you. You're safe. I said, man, why are you asking me that? I ain't got nothing to do with anything. And he said, has somebody messed with you, Jason? And I can't remember, but I don't think I answered him in that moment. I think I went and got mad for a while. Then I came back. I got with him again privately. And I said, yeah, man, somebody did. One of my stepbrothers did when I was young, one of my older stepbrothers. He did some things to me. I'm ashamed of it. I'm embarrassed. He said, okay. Man, he didn't try to press into that. He didn't try to, you know, tell me all the gory details. He just wanted me to get it out. He told me, man, I love you. I'm proud of you. And you needed to get that out. God's making you into, I'm sorry, a message just came up on my computer, distracted me. He said, God's making you into a new creation, Jason. He's making you into a better man. God wants to heal that up, and I'm here for you. And we'll talk more when you're ready to talk. It just felt good. Like he didn't try to make it into anything more. He kind of put the ball in my court. But that was a huge, huge breakthrough for me, getting that out. And over time, there were some other traumas that I had to get out that I shared with him. Same dude. His name's Tim Duggins, Tim Duggins Sr. Some things that happened with my dad, some ways that he really let me down, some ways that he wasn't there for me when I was going through some abuse, some traumas in my life. And I got those things out. What about you? Is there a trauma in your life that you just been bottling up or, like I said, ignoring, denying, minimizing, medicating? Go get help. Go talk it out. You need to do that. That's manly. That is manly. That's grizzin. So that's it, guys. That's what's on my heart right now. 12 questions to ask yourself if you're stressed, down, or hating life. Ask yourself these questions. See if in some way you're off with some of these or something you're not doing that you could be doing that'll really help you. It'll help you, man. That's what I want. That's what the Grizz Podcast is all about, is really trying to help you as a Christian man be a better man, be healthy, a healthy Christian man, like not just spiritually, but mentally, psychologically, even physically, in your relationships, with your marriage, with your kids, you younger guys, with your girlfriend, with your parents, in every way, dude. I want you just to be that man that God is calling you to be. And I'm here to, in some way, try to biblically, with a biblical basis always, biblically guide, encourage, and equip you. That's my heart. That's what I want. I want that for you. Why do I want that? Because the greatest problem in America today is a man problem. A lack of men stepping up and manning up and living the life that God's called them to live. That is the greatest problem. I spent 15 years of my life, about 15 years, serving as a youth pastor, thinking that the greatest problem in America is with the youth of America and wanting to make a difference in the lives of the youth of America. And it took me about 13 to 14 years. I started learning it in my later years as a youth pastor. The greatest problem in America is not the youth of America. It's men or males, grown males, who are not stepping up and manning up and living the life that God's calling them to live. If men were doing that, if husbands were doing that, if dads were doing that, we're not going to have the great need for quote-unquote youth ministry like so many, you know, believe we do. Because that youth ministry would be happening inside the home like it's supposed to be happening. Men, where are the men, the real men? That's what I want to be. I want to be a real man. I want to be manly. And I've said it before, I say it again, the epitome of true manliness, masculinity, is not, you know, the dude with the big four-wheel drive trucks with the 33s or the whatever he's got in the gun hanging up in the rear view window and the tats all over his body and the, you know, 20-inch beard hanging down and the piercings and the epitome of true masculinity, of manliness, is the God man, Jesus Christ. There's no man that ever walked this planet that was stronger, more courageous, more determined, a fighter, but yet also a shepherd, also a servant, a humble servant, a listener, loving, patient, who just spent himself to the point of bloodshed, death on a cross, selfless to his core. That's the one who I'm trying to follow. I am an imperfect but developing follower of Jesus. He's the one I'm looking to ultimately. And as I'm going after him, I'm trying to set that examples for others to look to me. Like Paul was saying, imitate me as I imitate Christ. That's what I want you to be able to do. People to look to you, to be able to imitate you, to take their cues from you because you are taking your cues from Christ. Step up and man up. Live the manly life that God's calling you to live. Do it. Stop making freaking excuses. That's what this, like we always say, jacked up world needs. That's what this jacked up United States of America needs more than anything. More than a president. More than new legislation. We need men. Real men. That's what wives need. That's what kids need, man. All right. I'm out. Hey guys, if this podcast in any way helps to guide, encourage, and equip you, if it's a blessing in your life, then I'm asking you to please consider being a blessing back to us, to our ministry. The Grizz Podcast is an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. Narrow Trail is a legit 501c3 nonprofit organization. And if this podcast is a blessing to you, like I said, if it helps you, be a blessing back by becoming one of our monthly supporters at just $10 per month. Would you consider, prayerfully consider, giving $10 a month to the Grizz Podcast? That would be a huge help with what we're doing here. And you can do that at our ministry website, narrowtrail.com/give, narrowtrail.com/give. It's completely safe and secure to set everything up. You can use a debit card or a credit card, or you can use your bank account, and you can set it up to just say, hey, every month deduct $10 out of my account, and you can select that it would specifically go to help with the Grizz Podcast. At any time that you want to stop doing that, unsubscribe, whatever, you can do that. So if you're not in a position to do that, then no sweat, man. I'm just glad that you're listening and you're gaining something from it. Maybe the least you can do is spread the word. Tell a friend about the Grizz Podcast. Tell your men's group about the Grizz Podcast. And leave us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Thanks a lot, guys. Hope you have a great weekend.
Been listening to the Grizz Podcast, an outreach of Narrow Trail Ministries Incorporated. If this podcast has been helping to guide, encourage, and equip you to live the manly life that God's calling you to live, then please consider partnering with us by giving a tax-exempt donation to our nonprofit ministry. Your financial gift will help us continue to improve and expand our impact around the world. You can make your secure online donation at thegrizzpodcast.com. Now, it's time to take what you've learned and chew on it. And then you need to step up, man up, and go live it out. Grizzin', you know what I'm saying.